Good evening and welcome to Outsources, a weekly KGNU program that provides you with content by and for queer communities in Colorado. I'm your host, Sean Kenny, and today I'm talking with Kenzie Rosenstone, who serves as the Director of Programming for the Arts Hub, located in Lafayette, Colorado. The Arts Hub has a mission to foster inspiration, community engagement, and appreciation for all art forms through arts education programming. This past April, the Arts Hub Emerging Artists put on Bear, a pop opera, which explored themes surrounding LGBTQIA+ teen mental health. And in early June, they'll be hosting their first annual Pride Cabaret. Kenzie, thank you so much for joining me on Outsources today.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here. It's wonderful.
Well, could you start off just by introducing yourself? And I guess feel free to share any parts of who you are that feel relevant and meaningful to you right now, or things that you'd like listeners to know about you.
Absolutely. So I am the Director of Programming at the Arts Hub. I've been in Lafayette for just about 2 years. Before that, I was down in Denver, but I've kind of lived all over the country. I grew up performing myself. So the theater community has been a big part of my life. I actually was in a few Broadway shows and spent a lot of time in New York. After college, I went to LA and spent a little bit of time working in the music industry out there, but really just was drawn to the mountains. I love Colorado and the culture and the people. And so being here and connecting and finding my community in the theater industry here has been a huge kind of relief to be able to tap into different aspects of my world. So I would say the theater community in Lafayette is emerging. It's new, it's expanding. And because of that, we have so many people that we're drawing into us. And so the range of different backgrounds of people that we now have coming through our doors has made it truly feel like a diverse, inclusive place, which, to be honest, is not common in Colorado, right? So being able to use the theater to tap into a more diverse world is beautiful.
Yeah. And so your specific role is Director of Programming for the Arts Hub. So what all does that involve within the organization and the services it's providing to the community?
Sure. Yeah. So we have a robust youth program and an adult theater program as well. So what that means for me is I get to be creative and come up with the different programs that our the children that come through us for arts education get to experience. Everything from what classes we offer to workshops to the shows that they get to perform to all of our summer camps. And then, so just this past year with the introduction of the players and the emerging artists, we brought in the community theater aspect. So we have now built a full season of shows that I get to choose the shows, create the season, build the teams. And this past year, I've been working as a production manager for each of those shows. So I get to work pretty intimately with the creative teams and the actors and everything like that.
So I'm curious, because so much of your role is sort of building out this vibrant arts community in the area. You've had some recent shows in April. I mentioned Bear, a pop opera. You've got a Pride Cabaret coming up in June. But I don't know. I'm curious about this notion of building a space that feels like it's a place where we can bring all parts of ourselves, and especially for LGBTQ individuals. Sometimes I think theater and the arts maybe gets, people have this impression that like, oh, of course that's an inclusive space. Of course, you know, people, especially maybe queer, trans identified folks might feel more comfortable there, but that's not always the case. And right. And certainly in traditional notions of theater, the opposite has been true. So I'm curious how you think about crafting spaces for performers, maybe even community members or audience members to feel like, you know, this is a space where I can bring all parts of myself.
Absolutely. It truly starts with the youth, right? So having representation on the staff, having those conversations like straight off the bat with these young performers that are coming through our doors about what it is to be able to feel safe and have those brave space conversations, right? Being able to reassess and change our perspective at a very young age about what feels good to us. So starting young and creating and having representation on the staff, we have so many people that work for us, that volunteer for us, that use non-traditional pronouns, that you know, have different expressions of themselves, and so different identities. And so so for me, that's step one, and honoring that, you know, making sure that we are using their pronouns, using their names in our space while still protecting their themselves outside of our space. So that's step one, working with the children, teaching from a very young age our core values of, you know, belonging and inclusivity and equity and all those types of things. And so then as we get, you know, into our adult programming, or even, you know, starting with our teens and our young adults into the emerging artist program, I will say that we've had to break a lot of those, as you spoke, like a lot of those traditional theater barriers of, you know, what does the leadership of a team look like? I spoke about Colorado looking, this community is not as diverse as where I'm from, Baltimore, where I grew up in New York and LA. And so really working hard to create creative teams and leadership roles that are more representational of a diverse world that we want to have here, making sure that on teams we have people that identify and present in all different ways. And so, again, I think that representation is important, making sure that, I mean, I think it's in every level, right? So when we have actors come in for auditioning, you're writing on your audition form, what are your pronouns, right? You're introducing yourselves, asking, it's very simple, right? Asking what your pronouns are, putting it on your name tag, even as you're introducing yourselves to other castmates, so they can start to make sure they're identifying you in that way. As simple as, I mean, quite frankly, hanging up a flag and making sure people, hey, this is somewhere, right? Where I see what you're doing. I know that I belong here. And, you know, being able to do things like Bear, that has so clearly a message about the LGBTQIA plus community and identity, and quite frankly, in navigating it through a religious lens, I think being able to present material like that is going to call people to us, and they can start to recognize that we are that place where they can express themselves through art in that way. And then, I mean, when you see from there, we go into a Pride cabaret, they're like, okay, I see what's going on here. You know, I know that I have an opportunity to not only just present myself in my everyday life, but then to go on stage and kind of express my feelings in that way too, because as artists, that's what we want to do. We use this as therapy, right? We use this as a performance, as an opportunity to truly express how we feel inside. So that was a long-winded answer, but I hope that covered it.
Yeah, no, it absolutely did. And I wonder, you did mention Bear, a pop opera. Mm-hmm. That was the show from just this past April that the Arts Hub put on through the Emerging Artists Program. Is that right? Yes. Can you talk? Mm-hmm. I know this explores themes related to LGBTQ teen mental health.
Yes.
Can you just explain a little bit more to listeners about what the experience of that show was for folks that were able to make it?
Absolutely. So the show in general, quick, you know, synopsis, is about essentially about a group of teenagers at a Catholic high school that are trying to figure out where they fit in, where they belong. And two of the main characters, two male identifying characters, are relating to each other in a relationship while trying to hide it, because of feeling like they won't be accepted by, you know, their religious leaders. So there's other characters that are struggling with mental health and body, you know, body positivity and so much mental health discussion through the show. So that's a quick synopsis. I'm going to, you know, I don't want to be a spoiler alert just in case you ever do see it. It doesn't necessarily end on the most positive note. But I think that's important, because if you left this experience, you know, all happy, one would think, oh, hey, we figured it out. There's nothing wrong with our world. We got it. Everyone's happy. And that's not the case. Every story that's told in this show has happened to someone and continues to happen to someone. And so it needs to be accurate in that there are still people out there every single day that are struggling, and that, you know, we can still do better. And so I do appreciate that it actually doesn't end on a positive note and does end with an unfortunate suicide of a character. But basically, the experience of putting on this show was quite frankly life-changing, from the producer side where I kind of sat to the creative team side, to the actor side, to the audience side. These actors that came in were so passionate and dedicated to this show because they felt like they had a chance to tell their own story and to be seen and heard and loved, right, in this space. The creative team just, man, they just went with it and really just explored so many different themes and aspects. They were having their actors complete prompts, like almost homework every night, so that they could really dig into these characters and be able to find their truth in each character. It was so beautiful. So the people putting on this show, they fought for it, right? They believed in it. They did everything they could to make sure they were doing justice to the content and to the messages. And then the audience members, first of all, we had wonderful co-hosts in Oasis and the Central on Colfax, One Colorado, Slay the Runway, where they set up a table and were able to talk with audience members, present the material before the show. And then after the show, we had these cool talkbacks where they could talk about the work they are doing for our community and then answer any questions, which was so special and so wonderful and just kind of well made the experience a well-rounded one, right? In that this is what we are now doing in real life for these issues and to improve the quality of life of our LGBTQIA community. But I got an email from a mom who brought her son up from Colorado Springs, and her son is a part of the LGBTQIA community and he is into theater, and said that the experience of seeing Bear was absolutely life-changing for him and gave him, I was in tears reading this, because this is why we do it, right? This is why we take these issues and put it in the form of theater and art to show the world, there are these experiences out there and that we hope that they can stop and think and change their perspectives. And we reached this family, and I hope that we reach so many more families and so many other individuals that have these similar experiences. Why does it surprise me when you find me? Is the night young? Is it like me? Come on, spit it out now. Stay beside me. Pull me closer. Hold me tightly. Why does it surprise me? If you're just joining us, you're listening to Outsources on KGNU. I'm your host, Sean Kenny, and I'm talking with Kenzie Rosenstone, Director of Programming for the Arts Hub, located in Lafayette, Colorado. This past April, the Arts Hub Emerging Artist Program put on Bear, a pop opera, which explored themes surrounding LGBTQIA+ teen mental health. And in early June, they'll be hosting their first annual Pride Cabaret. Such a beautiful story that you shared about the, not just the show Bear, a pop opera, but the experience of putting on the show. And I think speaks to sort of what you were talking about earlier as well, of what it means to build a space that is welcoming, where people feel like they can bring all parts of themselves, that it's not just about, for example, the content or the play or the script, but how you engage that material and also how you engage the community. I'm curious if you learned anything about community engagement from that show as well. You mentioned you brought in organizations like the Center on Colfax, Slay the Runway, One Colorado, to kind of connect with resources, to do a talk back. Were there other kind of lessons learned for how the community engaged with that show, good or bad? I will say, I'm slightly surprised that we didn't have any negative experiences. I'm sad that I'm surprised by that. But we had the executive director and I had conversations about, do we need to have like the rainbow umbrella? Like, do we need to have some kind of security or some kind of representation to make sure that everyone does feel safe when they choose to come into our space? We decided to not go that route and just make sure that we were all present as leaders of the organization at every show. And I'm happy to report that there were no negative situations during the show. During the talkbacks, everyone that was there, I feel like, was connected to the material and connected to people in the show already. And though I'm sure there were people there that didn't share the complete same beliefs on a lot of these issues, there was a lot of wonderful questions about you know, being LGBTQIA in our community, about what our legislation is, you know, what kind of legislation is happening now, about what we can do in combating things that are happening in like Florida, or just a lot of really wonderful, engaging questions. So I think what I've learned through this experience is that there's so many people out there, though it might not seem like it all the time, there's so many people out there that are invested and involved and do want to do the work to make sure that we are not just a safe space at the Arts Hub, but that our community is a safe space and a welcoming, inclusive space. You know, right now, I know that they are working on creating a, you know, a Pride in Lafayette on, I think it's the 15th. And so that I feel like is progress by all means. And I hope that this kind of presence just continues to grow and blossom now that we are having more opportunities, more events, more, you know, community centers like the Arts Hub that are taking a stance and becoming that space. Hopefully we see more, more events and more inclusion in just everyday life.
Yeah, and it seems to me even that the Pride Cabaret event that's coming up in June, mm-hmm. that you also mentioned, is maybe the other side of this, that obviously mm-hmm. the Bear, a pop opera, brings out a lot of the painful realities that people have in the past and currently continue to face related to gender and sexual identity, and that it's important to not brush over that or ignore it. And yet there's also the importance of celebration of identity, yes. of, you know, bringing talents to bear to share with community. So I'm curious how you see that Pride Cabaret taking shape, you know, alongside or and also in the wake of this other important show that you did in April.
Sure. I think that's such a beautiful connection you made, and so true. And it's exactly what we are trying to do, that we want this Pride Cabaret to be a true celebration, just a, you know, a wonderful opportunity to rest those issues that you said and truly celebrate expression and who we are. And one of the people who was performing even said, like, made comments about, you know, as someone who identifies as they/them, they would like to do like a song that that a lesbian would typically sing. And in theater, there aren't very many. It's very interesting, and a lot of them are very negative and kind of discusses like the things we mentioned in Bear, like the challenges and some suffering involved in that. And they were so focused that they just wanted to find a song that was positive and uplifting, and so they're just going to choose something completely different. That's not any, you know, that's just a fun, happy, uplifting song that they can use through their own lens, because this should be an opportunity where we all get to have fun and celebrate and truly honor the struggles, but then recognize that progress has been made. And this is a place where we could just fully be ourselves to the fullest capacity. I think what's so wonderful between both these events, you know, I'm a 35-year-old mother, and I thought of myself one way for such a long time, and engaging with these actors, engaging with these now this community engaging with the show. And I absolutely question, like, how do I truly identify, right? Like, I certainly don't. Yes, I had children in my body. Thank you for that. But at the same time, in terms of these gender contracts, I'm questioning every single thing I thought about myself. And so how wonderful that, you know, we could go from there, where it's all about that questioning, to the point where I would love to perform in the Pride Cabaret myself, knowing that I am a part of this community, in my own way, and that everyone should feel like that. If you have any questions, if you have anything that you feel like you need to express in yourself in this way, this is the chance to do it.
Such a beautiful example of how, in many ways, these efforts go beyond just adding additional categories of identity. Of course, that's important. Of course, we need to acknowledge the variety of lived existences that are out there in the world. And yet it seems like, if we might call it like a queer lens or approach, has something mm-hmm. more to offer as well, which is the simple fact that none of us are finished products, and that mm-hmm. we're always in this kind of state of becoming, and that things that we might take for granted, like gender and sexual identity, have new insights and ways of unfolding in our lives that we can't anticipate or expect. So I think it's very similar to what you're talking about. What does it mean to build a community that allows for a kind of spaciousness for that to happen in the first place?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that many of the people that come through our doors, whether they are actors or volunteers, just engaging with this community gives them the opportunity to, like you said, continue to evolve and continue to change on so many different levels. And at the end of the day, that's all of us working towards just becoming better people and creating a better world. Because no matter what journey you're on, if we are all evolving to become the best full expressions of ourselves, then I think that's the final result, right? That's the final goal. We finally get to just truly be ourselves, truly belong, truly. I think that creates the most empathy and the most understanding and the most community and compassion. And so that's what it's all about, for sure.
So if folks come to this Pride Cabaret, they can expect a variety of performers that have been able to kind of choose their own production or performance that they want to bring to that show.
Yes. So we have a lot of different things happening. I think it's going to be such a fun time. We have individual performers that have been regularly performing in our adult program. We'll have solos, we'll have monologues, maybe some poetry. There'll be some group numbers. Some will be from some of our past shows. Some will be specifically selected based on everyone's lived experience of how they want to express themselves. Luckily, musical theater has a lot of options in terms of that. What you'll also see if you come are two wonderful groups. We'll have the Arts Hub Singers, which is our a cappella group that is newly formed, and they will be doing wonderful pieces like This Is Me and Love Is Love Is Love and a bunch of things that are, very specific to, I would say, anthems for the LGBTQ community. And then we are so lucky to have the Phoenix Transgender Choir come and perform for us as well. And so it's going to be a well-rounded experience with a lot of uplifting, empowering performances.
And real quick, where can people go to find more info about the show and even future programming that you've been alluding to?
Absolutely. First step, I would say, is go to artshub.org and check out our events page. We have all of our upcoming shows, from Beauty and the Beast to the Pride Cabaret and more, listed right there. We are active on social media, on Facebook and Instagram under Lafayette, Arts Hub Lafayette. And I would say that would be your go-to to figure out how to get tickets and find out our events.
Well, as we're wrapping up our conversation tonight, I'm just curious if there's maybe anything else we didn't get a chance to talk about a question you were maybe hoping I'd ask, anything to leave our listeners with?
I will say that the thing that's the most important for me of being able to kind of lead this work in our community is that there are so many different ways of expressing oneself through art. You know, because of the Arts Hub, we do have, you know, a visual arts program, a digital arts program. And the best therapy for me my entire life, of no matter what I was dealing with, was using art as that expression, as that outlet, and that to get up and be able to express oneself in some way outside of yourself and make something and create something that can impact someone else. And maybe help them through their experience, help them connect and feel a belonging, is the ultimate goal. And so if you feel like you are in a place where you need to connect and find community and maybe just learn through art, through of someone else's perspective and experience, please come check us out, and please reach out with any ideas. Any, you know, we are definitely a community space, and that we would love to be able to bring in more artists and more ideas that can help uplift and empower this community even more.
You've been listening to Outsources on KGNU Boulder, Denver. I'm Sean Kenny, and I've been talking with Kenzie Rosenstone, Director of Programming for the Arts Hub located in Lafayette, Colorado. Kenzie, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you. It has been an absolute joy.
For more information about the Arts Hub, go online to our website at news.kgnu.org and click on Outsources under the Shows and Features tab. There you can find links with more information about upcoming events and programming. As always, let us know if you have comments or feedback about tonight's show by emailing outsources@kgnu.org. Jana kanu kadinye garabi sukorasa sukorasa ula jana kanu kadinye